With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby, news the networks refuse to use continues. You know what? We've mentioned on this broadcast, a lot of times we tend to gravitate towards the national because it's popular and because it's all over the news. But the battle on the local level is most critical. Well, we've been digging into the city called Cedar Hills, Utah for quite some time. And people would say, well, why would you even take notice of the little teeny city, Sam? It's got about 10,000 people. What's the big deal? And my response is very simple. I didn't really even pay attention to it much, except for Kirk Cosby lives in that city. And I've seen this little teeny Cedar Hills city hit the national news and the state of Utah, largest newspapers news, Deseret News, Salt Lake Tribune, KSL. I mean, need I go on? The biggest news services in the state. And it's not been, you know, brought forth in this idea that, A, the people are very constitutional there, the people love liberty, there's transparent, appropriate government, this is a model city to uphold for solutions. No, it's been in the news for scandal after scandal after who knows what. It's crazy. One mayor had to resign on federal charges. He went to prison. Other mayors have had strange dealings. The current mayor backed the mayor that went to jail. It's kind of crazy. And so I started to dig into this thing, and I started to spend my time with what are called grandma requests. Not grandma like your grandmother, but grandma requests. And what they really are, just to make it simple, is on the local level, they're the same thing as a FOIA request, a Freedom of Information Act request. And you request records or details or data. And so I filed one of those requests because I heard about a bunch of people that were filing them, and they were just getting nowhere. They were getting stymied by the government. It wasn't transparent. It was kind of crazy. There seemed to be this battle back and forth about what records would be released and et cetera. And I just found myself going, man, this can't really be. And so I filed my own request to see what would happen. And lo and behold, several things happened to me. One, they began to demonize me as if I was some kind of an enemy. Number two, they began to virtually stonewall me as if they have a right to prevent me from gaining access to these records. Third, they started to lump me into other groups of people, which, well, frankly, they can't lump me into. There's a group called Cedar Hills for Responsible Government or whatever. And this group, they were trying to get to the bottom of things, too. But just because I'm trying to find out now, too, as a media guy, they tried to lump me in with this group. The problem is I don't live in the city this group does, and I'm not part of their organization. I'm just not. Now, do I like some of the things the organization does? Sure, I do. Long story short, item after item after item after item, we still can't get the records that the law would allow us to obtain. And as things have gone on and we've discovered more and more and more through some of these records, we get partial records, by the way, just not the whole ball of wax. We find out that the mayor, this mayor that backed the mayor that went to prison, yeah, he was kind of what, appointed? Is that how it went? Anyway, very strange. Then he got elected after the appointment, but very strange election debates as well in terms of honesty, in terms of elections, and it goes on. It gets complicated fast. Nevertheless, we are publicly calling for the Cedar Hills current mayor, a guy by the name of Gary Gygi, to immediately resign because we're finding that he's not obeying his oath of office. He's really just playing this cover-up game, and we can't get the records that we need. Every time we turn around, there's dishonesty. I'll give you an example. In the same meeting that I told you they lied and said that the government agreed with them, meaning the Cedar Hills leadership, that, well, the Cedar Hills was doing everything properly and that the citizens were wrong, even though that's a lie. If you go research it on the state of Utah's website, you'll find out the citizen won and the Cedar Hills was forced to turn over records. But I digress. The next thing that happened is I sat in that same meeting and I watched the former attorney for Cedar Hills and the mayor argue about what constituted a record. And the attorney was saying, if I print out that record, it's no longer the same record. And the mayor was saying, well, I think it is. And I watched the mayor and the attorney argue in this meeting. And we never got a handle on what really constituted a record, except for the law is very clear. Just because you change the nature of a record, that doesn't change the fact that it was, well, it's the record that it always was. And so I mocked them and said, even if I wrote it on papyrus or my whiteboard or something else, that it would still be the same record and we're entitled to receive it under the open records laws. But I watched the attorney and the mayor debate about this. We are publicly calling for Cedar Hills Mayor Gary Gygi to immediately resign, ladies and gentlemen. Immediately resign. Let's find someone who will be open, honest, and transparent, shall we? If you're not going to get good government on a local level, you think you'll have it anywhere else? I don't think so.